Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are here, chatting here with Cindy, here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And again, I always want to say thank you to everyone that supports me as my platform continues to build and as I brand myself. It always inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show that has been successful in their businesses or in their careers and that continue to be successful in their business. It inspires me to know also when I've touched someone, when they took my advice and started their new career or their new job or their new getting in school, whatever it is, just thank you for allowing me to be in your life and touch you some kind of way. And as I tell everyone, always, if you want to be successful, you've got to surround yourself around positive energy, positive people, to kind of keep the focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your dream, your life, and your reality. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Last week on the show, we kind of talked about some home-based business, gave you some current events on the show, gave you some basic essentials on how to advertise your businesses via social media. Today, we're going to talk about some more ideas. I'm going to give you some more. And also, I got a few current events I want to share with you. And had a lot of emails. People want to know how to write a book or a children's book. So I'm just going to kind of give you guys just the basic essentials on that. But before I get to that, had my ear to the street with the Basketball Wives last night. Got to give you guys your dose of reality. You know I got to give it to y'all. I love my Basketball Wives so far. I guess I'm kind of getting there with them, so I don't know. Well, all right, guys, I'm putting it on the table. All right. Evelyn is just not over Chad. I just don't understand. I mean, I guess going through a marriage, being married to someone a long time is kind of devastating to me. But if you only been married a few months and dated a couple of months, I don't know. Bad call, Evelyn. Bad call. All right, guys. I cannot believe that Tammy is trying to start some stuff with Sonny. Again, I know most of these reality shows are scripted. I understand that. But Tammy, Sonny puts you on the map now. You got to respect her. You got to give her a prop. So, I don't know. I can't wait till next week to see how that's going to go down with that. Tasha, you know, she's pretty cool. I kind of like Tasha. Hopefully Tammy could kind of mend things with Tasha and really be sincere. That's what I can say, sincere. And she could be, you know, and I really hate that Tammy's going through this awkward stage. Her mom, you know, going through cancer. My heart goes out to her. So hopefully that'll kind of make her change a little bit, you know. You know, when you have something devastating going on, the table's kind of turned for you. But I don't know. Susan, get back in school. I don't know. All right, guys, that was just my little intake on the Basketball Wives. I'm really kind of trying to get myself into it, but, you know, got to wait till Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta come back. You know, I love, love hip hop to Atlanta. I wonder what Lil Scrappy doing right now, off season. I don't know. All right, guys. Want to just quickly, before I give you guys your blast from the past, been getting a lot of emails from the ladies on different songs. Hope you guys enjoy it. I try to put it together as much as I could for you guys. I couldn't put everything in there right now. But before I give you guys that, I want to just take a time to just pause for just a quick second for the loss of the child that here in Houston at Spring ISD. And as a parent, I just couldn't even imagine. So just kind of want to just take a just a quick, brief pause just in remembrance of this little boy. All right, guys, just had to go there for a minute. Just being a parent in the parent's shoes is just hard to just really imagine. So, all right, guys, going to give you your blast from the past. Hope you enjoy it. Ladies, if you're listening, you better be listening to all this work you made me do. So here is your blast from the past. I'll be right back. And when I come back, I'm going to give you some home-based ideas, got some current events for you guys. So sit tight. Be right back.
All right. All right. Blast from the past. From the past. From the past. From the past. From the
Thank you.
guys. All right, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Hope you enjoy your blast from the past. Again, there was a lot of requests for those, so that's where they come from. Going to switch gears a little bit. Going to give you some current events on some business and networking out in the community. SCORE Houston is having a Getting Started with Constant Contact. That's going to be September the 17th at 10 a.m. And on the 19th at SCORE Houston, they're going to have a Social Media Made Simple. And also September the 21st, the Houston Power will be having another tryout at Law Park, and that's at 6100 Vassar. That is in off of MLK, Makawa area. So, again, check that out, guys, September 21st. You've got to be out there. If you want to see me try out, people ask me, am I going to play? You got to come September 21st and find out. So that's Vassar Park, 9 o'clock, September 21st. All right, guys, you got to check out the Small Business Administration. If you don't know certain things that you need to know, if I'm not answering a lot of questions, again, check Small Business Administration for answers. They have people to stand by. They have mentors. They have different people there that can assist you on grants, loans, anything that you're trying to do to get your business off the ground with funding and all that. So, again, with any business, you got to remember, you got to get your DBA from the county clerk's office, your EIN number, your federal tax ID number, and I'll give you that number just in case, 1-800-829-4933. You can apply online or you can go to the IRS office. And, again, I would just actually go there just so you can get all the essential information and questions answered. So, again, with starting any business, I always tell you guys, think about writing your mission statement for your business because it's a very important tool and it's a key element that ties into your business and your business plan. So think about that. Always, 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 always tell you guys, remember when you're starting a business, ask yourself, are you going to run your business or are you going to let someone else run it? Bad idea. I wouldn't ever let anyone run your business because they're not going to have the passion for your business the way you would. So think about that. Think about if that certain business is in a successful industry. Is it really needed? And think about how much time are you going to invest in it. So think about that. And also, never, never, never let anyone get you down. Always try to be positive and live your dreams because you have to recognize your barriers. So just recognize the barriers before you know that you're going to have to get to that obstacle when you're starting your business. So think about that. You're going to have those barriers and roadblocks when you're starting down the road to doing your business. So think about that. Gave you guys your current events. Also want to send a special shout out to TMB Screen Printing and Embroidery. They're at 9637 Cypress Creek Parkway West, Suite B. You can ask for Ms. Blanca or Mr. Sammy. They do all kind of screen printing. They do shirts for your businesses, for your little kids' softball leagues, all kind of stuff like that. Have some really good stuff there, guys. So, again, that's TMB Screen Printing and Embroidery at 9637 Cypress Creek Parkway West, Suite B. Give them a call at 281-477-6909. Tell them you heard this information on the show, and they'll give you a discount. Just make sure you tell them you heard it from the show. Going to take a quick break. Give you your commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to just give you the basic essentials on how to write a children's book. So hold tight. Be right back. Jazzy and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment.
real women playing real football. Real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston's best women's football team. Contact the team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Check it out so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? We'll call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. You know anyone that has anger management problems? Well, contact High Hope Outreach Center. They're a new anger management facility that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. Sour, then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com.
Right, guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the commercial break. Hope you used some of the advertisements on there, especially the hairdresser, y'all. He's my hairdresser, so he hooks me up. All right, guys, want to give you some basic essentials on how to just to start writing a children's book. And the very first thing that I would actually do, besides research and brainstorm, kind of get yourself involved in reading different children's books so you can just decide if you want to write fiction or nonfiction type of books. So kind of check those out, the fairy tales, and, you know, just kind of for good inspirations. Kind of read the classics to help you out. Again, and consider what age group interest you want to be as a writer. You got to think about what age you're going to kind of veer off in. So then think about if it's going to be a picture book, suitable for younger kids, or it's going to be a chapter book for older children. Think about that and decide where your book is mostly going to be words or, again, mostly pictures or whatever. So think about that as well. Then as preparing your content of your book, decide on the main components of your story. Write down your ideas in a notebook and keep your notebook everywhere you go. So whenever you think of a little, you see a certain scenery or get some type of inspiration, you'll have it with you where you can just kind of like jot down information or ideas. Think about that. And again, you know, the most important thing is if you want to do a picture book or if you're going to do, depends on the age bracket, is what you'll be more consideration. So then consider incorporating a message or a fiction work. So many children books kind of include some type of positive message during some type of simple standard, and I'll give you some examples of that a little bit later. Then you got to be creative. You've got to be creative in, you know, get in fantasy land on writing your book. Think about that. Then start writing your first draft. And again, you got to be aware of the age of your readers as you write. Provide a resolution or a realistic outcome at the end of your book. Then get someone to revise it, proofread it, be your biggest critic. And then again, after you start showing your manuscript to others, then try to go out and publish your book. You just cannot publish it on your own. They have other options out there as far as self-publishing, which is another good thing. So think about those things. Like when I wrote my first book, well, actually all of my books are inspiration of my youngest child. So things that she did around the house, it made me laugh. It encouraged me to write about her, and that's what I did. So I just kind of wrote about her. She was scared of the potty. So my first book was Kelsey's Potty Adventure. You want to look that up. Again, she was scared of the pot, so just kind of wrote some little funny things about that. And then I also have one, she has a cat, and he does funny little things with her. So just kind of wrote some little inspiration things about her. So, yeah, you just kind of have a passion for what you do, guys. You just have to have it. That's the only way it's going to work. It's going to be successful. So, all right, if I went through those little steps fairly quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will be gladly to send those to you, those tips as well. I've been doing what y'all been asking me. I've been giving y'all your blasts in the past. I've been putting y'all songs together. So, hey, just email me again. I will respond back, but no problem. Going to give you some quick little ideas on some home-based businesses, just a few that I have wrote down. Mystery shopping, image consulting business, you know, or image consultant. Makeup artist, if you're real good with makeup, you love doing makeup, you're into fashion, you're real creative, that's a good one. Gift baskets, I talked about that last week. Gift baskets are a real popular one. You got different things that's coming up, Mother's Day, Easter, kids' birthday, Valentine's Day, just different things like that. If you're real good and creative, again, a blogger, it's a good one. And the last one I would think of would be for men, this is more for a man, a hauling service. But you women, I don't know, you can kind of haul things too, clean out your garage or clean different people's garages out. I guess you got to think outside the box with that one. So, again, remember there, you have to recognize the barriers to these roadblocks before opening up any business. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. So think about that. I will be back on the show next week, September the 17th at 10 a.m. You got to tune in next week, guys. On the show, I'm going to have two lovely ladies from the lingerie business, Double Divas. I'm going to have Cynthia and Molly, guys, on the show. They're going to be telling us some different things about the show, about their business. So you got to tune in for that one. Check them out tonight, guys, on Lifetime. Watch them tonight. I also want to say, again, Houston Power will be having a tryout Saturday, September the 21st at 8 a.m. at Law Park. Guys, check out my website at www.opentalk2.com. Remember, I'm going to be going Ustream this month. You want to meet the lovely ladies of Open Talk 2. I know I hadn't been really talking about them as much, but, you know, I'm going to let them do their own talking when you finally get to see my lovely ladies of Open Talk 2. I'm excited, guys. Can't wait. Got some artists lined up already for my little intermission, so can't wait for that. Again, want to say a special shout-out for TMB, Embroidery Printing. They are over there at 9637 Cypress Creek Parkway West, Suite B. Again, you can call 281-477-6909. I was reading the card, y'all. I'm sorry. I just, you know, when I get quiet, you know something going on. So, sorry. That's TMB Screen Printing. Ask for Blanca. She'll hook you up. Make sure you tell her you heard this information on the show. She might give you a rapid discount. So, think about that. All right, guys. Again, follow me on Twitter. Check my updates on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. You guys have a very blessed week. And don't forget, check the show out next week, September the 17th. I'm going to have Cynthia and Molly from Double Divas on the show. So you guys, just have an awesome day. Have an awesome day. Thank you for supporting me.
In the street, but a freak in the bed that say,
yeah, yeah, yeah.